الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله ليملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول بقوله يهتدي المهتدون Honorable Ulama, respected elders and beloved brothers, all praise are due to unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala who has blessed us with iman, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know last week, about maybe 10 days ago, everyone knows with regard to the storm that hit Durban and surrounding areas, especially more the south coast. And there was a lot of damage done, a lot of damage to property, to businesses, and even lives were lost as well. And some places were such that the entire people's entire business, people's entire homes were completely destroyed. Now, obviously, this naturally causes pain to a person. One is when you lose your own things, and also when you see others, especially Muslims and poor people, when they lose the little that they have. And sometimes a person thinks to himself, you know what, how come, what are we doing wrong? Where did we go wrong that this is happening to us? So in today's talk, I just want to explain with regard to the sunnah of Allah, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this which came upon us, is it a punishment or is it a form of mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala mentions in the seventh para, in the first ayat of the third quarter of the seventh para, the ayat which I have recited in the khutbah, Allah ta'ala explains His sunnah. Allah Ta'ala explains His system. And the system of Allah is that Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam prophets to different nations, and the prophets gave the nations da'wat. When the prophet gave the nation da'wat, when he called him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people were divided into two categories. Certain people obeyed the prophets and accepted iman, and certain people refused to obey the prophets. Mean they remained on shirk, and some of them they remained on sin, the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the nations did not obey the prophets of their time, then Allah ta'ala says that He sent down different punishments upon people. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ Allah ta'ala says, we send prophets to different nations, and when people disobeyed, فَكَذَّبُوهُمْ When people disobeyed and rejected the prophets, Allah Ta'ala says, we inflicted them with different types of punishments. They were tested in different ways. Some people, they were tested, certain nations, they were tested by means of sicknesses, some by means of plagues, some by means of floods, some by means of droughts, some by means of epidemics, and some people by means of other nations punishing them. So different types of nations were tested in different ways. Now Allah Ta'ala says with regard to this first type of test, this first type of punishment, that this is a lighter form of punishment, and what did Allah Ta'ala want from the people? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that people turn away from their sin and turn once again towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this was a system for Allah Ta'ala for all the different nations. Example, Allah Ta'ala mentions with regard to Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْتَكْبَرُ وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ The Bani Israel, they were believers, they had iman, But they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were involved in different types of sin. So Allah ta'ala says, we sent upon them storms. We sent upon them floods. We sent upon them locusts. Allah ta'ala mentioned 9 different punishments Allah ta'ala sent upon the Bani Israel. I'm not going through the details of these 9. But Allah ta'ala sent locusts which ate all their crops. Allah ta'ala sent frogs which also ate up their food and would actually jump into their mouth. Allah ta'ala sent blood as a test to them, that the water which they wanted to drink would turn into blood. Different types of punishment Allah ta'ala sent to them. And Allah ta'ala says that فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah ta'ala says وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْسُ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ لَئِنْ كَشَفْتَ عَنَّا الرِّجْسَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. So when Fir'aun and his people did not accept the da'wah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then how did Allah ta'ala punish them? And Allah ta'ala sent different punishments upon them. And every time a punishment came, then they would supplicate, they would go to Musa alayhi salam and they would beg Musa alayhi salam, telling him, oh Musa, you supplicate to Allah, you make dua to Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala removes this punishment from us. Allah ta'ala removes, and if you do that, then we will bring iman on you. We will bring iman on you, and we will send the Bani Israel, who were the prisoners of Pharaoh and his people, we will send them with you, we will free them. And Musa alayhi salam used to make dua. But as soon as the punishment was uplifted for them, then these people, Fir'aun and his people, continue with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a similar way, this was the system of Allah in the previous nations. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, Allah ta'ala sent floods upon them. So much so that even the mountain tops, the peaks of mountains were not even spared. The people of Ad, Allah ta'ala sent 8 days of floods and rain upon them continuously. The people of Thamud, Allah ta'ala punished them with a scream, with a sound from the sky. Different nations, different punishments had come upon them. So this is the first type of punishment where when people disobey Allah, Allah ta'ala sends some punishments upon them. Why? So that they turn away from the disobedience. So this punishment is actually it's a wake-up call for people. It's a wake-up call for people so that people can be removed, they can come out of their negligence and once again come onto iman and amal as-salihah. So this is a lighter form of punishment. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran as well, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. When people disobey Allah, Allah Ta'ala sends certain punishments, difficulties upon them in this world, so that they realize their mistake, they realize their fault, they turn towards Allah. And this is a lighter form of punishment before the most severe form of punishment, true adab and punishment, the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. So this is a lighter form of punishment. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ عَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When people still, they don't take lesson, they don't come out of their heedlessness, then Allah Ta'ala sends a second type of punishment upon them. Now what is the second type of punishment, which in reality is more severe than the first? Allah Ta'ala says, when people still don't listen, when the previous nations still did not accept iman and amal as-saliha, then Allah Ta'ala punished them by Allah Ta'ala showering upon them dunyawi bounties. Allah Ta'ala showered upon them affluence. Allah Ta'ala showered them with wealth, with crops, with rain, and all different types of wealth Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon them. So now this was the second type of punishment. Outwardly, a person logically might think when Allah Ta'ala gives a person wealth, health, Allah Ta'ala sends rain, crops, affluence, power, control, then this is the favor of Allah Ta'ala upon that person. No, sometimes this is a means of punishment. Now Allah Ta'ala says, now فَتَحْنَا عَلِيْمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. We gave them wealth of the world. We gave them the worldly commodities and luxuries. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. So much so that the previous nations now, despite their disobedience to Allah, Allah Ta'ala gave them wealth. Now they became happy. They adopted takabbur and pride. And they thought to themselves that Allah Ta'ala loves me. They thought to themselves that Allah Ta'ala loves me. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala is sending, is blessing me with all these dunyawi bounties. Dunyawi bounties. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِيُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. When they continued in their disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, despite Allah Ta'ala blessing them with bounties, then Allah Ta'ala says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala punished them. Suddenly Allah Ta'ala destroyed them, annihilated them, and removed them from the surface of the earth. This was the system and sunnah of Allah with regard to the previous nations. First, they disobeyed Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent down certain punishments. They still never take lesson. The second form of punishment was actually even worse, even more hard upon them, was Allah Ta'ala blessed them with bounty. So much so that they became puffed up. They became happy with the bounties of Allah. And they adopted pride. And they increased in their disobedience. And Allah Ta'ala said, we punished them suddenly. So much so, to such an extent that they were completely annihilated. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala uprooted them to such an extent there were no remnants of them left on the surface of the earth. Not a single one of their progeny continued living in the earth. That's how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed them from their roots. Allah Ta'ala had completely destroyed them. So this is the second and most severe form of punishment. Therefore Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُذْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. But Rasulullah ﷺ said, when a person disobeys Allah, when a person is a zalim, a person is an oppressor, Allah Ta'ala grants him respite. Allah Ta'ala grants him respite. But when Allah Ta'ala punishes him, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't give him a chance anymore. I mean, he'll never get a chance to make tawbah and turn towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala completely destroys him, finishes him off the surface of the earth. So therefore, sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, this person here, he doesn't ever come to the masjid, sometimes not even Jummah. Maybe he's an alcoholic, he's oppressing his staff, he's involved in every vice under the sun. And we think to ourselves, but look at him, man. He got the best house, the best car. He's making money. Whatever he touches turns to gold. So outwardly, we think to ourselves, doesn't make sense. So he's doing all the wrong under the sun, but he's still got everything as far as dunya is concerned. So remember, what's happening, this is a second form of punishment, where despite his disobedience, Allah Ta'ala is giving him more. Therefore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in a hadith that, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ إِذَا إذا رأيت الله يؤتي العبد من الدنيا مع معصي فإنه استدراج فإنما هو استدراج أو كما قال. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, إذا رأيت العبد, when you see a certain servant of Allah, a certain servant meaning a sinner, he is such that despite his disobedience, Allah Ta'ala is still giving him more of dunya, more wealth, more affluence, more control, more prestige, then know this is istidraj. Istidraj is a term in Quran and Hadith in Islam, which means that despite your disobedience, Allah Ta'ala is giving you, and this is Allah Ta'ala is luring a person into destruction. Allah Ta'ala is luring a person into destruction, meaning Allah Ta'ala is suddenly going to punish this person. Sometimes he's punished in this dunya, or else he receives a more severe punishment, meaning a punishment in the hereafter. Like for example, easy for us to example, to understand, in a certain farm, there were many animals there. There were many animals, and amongst the animals there was a certain rooster, or a certain chicken. And the rooster is looking at all the other animals in the farmyard and thinking to himself, this dog has some job, this dog has to look after the belongings of his master, the certain ox has to carry a load, the horse has to carry his master. He looks at all the different animals, that everybody got work, everybody is busy, and the dog, what is it being fed? Being fed bones and leftovers. Other animals are barely being fed at all. And this rooster thinks to himself, look at me, he looks like I'm the king. Looks like I'm the one most beloved to the farmer. Because me, I got nothing to do. I got nothing to do. The farmer just feeds me the best of food, best of grain, best of seeds all the time. So this chicken, what he thinks, that I am the most beloved, I am the king, everybody else is working. But what he doesn't know, what's happening? The farmer's feeding him what for? So he can fatten him, and suddenly one day just slaughter him. So all the time he was being deceived. In a similar way, that person who thinks that despite my disobedience and sin, I'm being given everything, he thinks Allah Ta'ala is happy with him. No, rather Allah Ta'ala just letting him be fattened like that rooster, so one day he can be finished all of a sudden. All of it, one day it can be finished all of a sudden. So this is one type. This is one type of punishment which Allah Ta'ala sends upon people. That when we are disobedient to Allah, insan is disobedient to Allah, Allah Ta'ala sends these floods, these earthquakes, these winds, this whirlwind, these storms, tsunamis, as a wake-up call for us. As a wake-up call for us, so that we, being the sinful servants of Allah, we can turn to Allah, realize our faults, and make an effort on iman and amal as-salihah, on iman and good actions. Now, on the other hand, if a person looks and a person thinks to himself that, you know what, but there are certain people, they are doing everything right. He's 5 times a day in the masjid, performing tahajjud, he, all the time kurta, he got a beard, he's giving a lot of charities, zakat, and fasting in Ramzan, nafil fast, helping everyone, beautiful akhlaq he got. But this person is still suffering in dunya. This person, you know what, time and time he's being bombarded. His car got stolen. His property got flooded. His business went down. His staff stole from him. This and that is happening to him all the time. So now a person thinks, you know what, this person, man, he's doing everything right, but he's still being receiving some dunyawi difficulties. So a person now logically thinks to himself, hey, it doesn't make sense. That sinner is supposed to be getting punished, and this pious person, he's supposed to be enjoying dunya, but he's being punished instead. So let us understand the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here as well. If we think of it now, who are the people from the entire human race who are the most beloved to Allah? Who are the people most beloved to Allah? They were none other than the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prophets of Allah were the most beloved to Allah. And secondly, second question, who are the people tested most by Allah? Who are the people tested most by Allah? Also the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah. Their tests are mentioned many times in the Quran. So the system of Allah, sunnah of Allah, the more beloved people are in the court of Allah, the more these people are tested by Allah. The more these people are tested by Allah. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The people who are tested most by Allah are the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah. Thereafter those who are most pious, and thereafter those who are most pious. So the more pious a person is, the more a person is tested by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala reiterates this in the Quran as well. Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ فَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, oh people, do you think that once you bring iman, that you won't be tested? Definitely Allah Ta'ala tested the previous nations, the previous Muslims as well, and Allah Ta'ala shall test you as well. So this is the system of Allah. Therefore Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned as well, فَإِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَا عِظَمِ الْبَلَى, that the greatest rewards are attached to the greatest tests. The greater the test, the greater the reward from the side of Allah. So sometimes even pious people, Allah Ta'ala tests them. Why? Number one, Allah Ta'ala wants this person to be forgiven. Now and then every person, kullu bani Adam khata'un. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that every one of the servants of Allah Ta'ala, every one of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, besides the prophets, are all sinners. So even pious people, they are committing sins as well, some minor sins. So Allah Ta'ala wants it to be such, by means of these difficulties which they are receiving in this world, Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive their sins. By means of these little dunyawi difficulties, worldly atrocities, worldly hardships, Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive their sins. And secondly, Allah Ta'ala wants them, that when these difficulties come to them, Allah Ta'ala wants them to make sabr, adopt patience, and by means of that sabr, it becomes a means of their status and their virtue increasing in the court of Allah. It becomes a means of their status increasing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are being forgiven for their sins, and their status is increasing in the court of Allah ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith. Hadith is found in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib in volume 4, page 283. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, some servant of Allah is beloved to Allah, and Allah ta'ala wants him to reach a certain rank of piety. But this person is not doing enough good actions by means of which he may reach the rank which Allah ta'ala wants him to reach. So how does Allah Ta'ala make him reach it? Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, Allah Ta'ala sends certain difficulties and hardships upon this person. And now when he makes sabr, and he attributes it to Allah, this is very important. That even that calamity, that flood, that destruction, the theft of your vehicle, the sickness, whatever happens, a person now he attributes it to Allah, he makes sabr, he's patient. Now this becomes a means of him reaching that state, that stage and status where Allah Ta'ala wants him to be. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be. Therefore the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi also mentioned, hadith is found in Tirmidhi Sharif, that مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ حَتَّى يَلْقَى اللَّهُ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a true beloved servant of Allah, a true mu'min and mu'mina, male and female mu'min, he is such and she is such, that Allah Ta'ala continues testing them with regard to their own body, meaning with regard to their health, with regard to their life, and وَمَالِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala tests people with regard to their wealth, with regard to their business, with regard to their home, with regard to their vehicle, whatever it might be. And Allah Ta'ala tests people with regard to their children as well. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, with regard to their children, so much so, that this person, when he leaves this world, he leaves this world in such a way, in such a manner, that all his sins are forgiven from the side of Allah. He reaches the court of Allah where he is completely free of sin. In a similar way, the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and narrated by Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا غفر الله بها. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that a believer is such that he isn't afflicted with any difficulty, any hardship, any stress, any distress, any sickness, any calamity whatsoever. So much so, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, even a thorn which pricks a person, even a thorn that pricks a person, all these things becomes a means of a sin, a person's sins being forgiven in the court of Allah. All these things become a means of a sins, a person's sins being forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Rasulullah mentioned one hadith that a person, a mu'min, is such, very easy for us to understand. I'll give an example of a cell phone. Say a person got a cell phone in his right hand side pocket. A person, he left his cell phone there. And now he places his hand in the pocket to feel for that item. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a person who places his hand in the pocket to take out a certain item in his pocket. And then he realizes it's not there. Now we know how beloved a person's cell phone is to a person. Person feels for his cell phone, iPhone, Samsung, whatever it might be. And then he feels it's not there. So that palpitation that goes through a person's heart at that time, maybe a second or two, the person feels, hey, it's not there. And then he feels on the other side, oh, there's it here. He thought it's on this side, meanwhile it's on the other side. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just that 1 or 2 seconds, that his heart skipped a beat. Some people, when they lose their phone, they might just have a heart attack as well. Anyway, that his heart skipped a beat at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even for that distress of a second or two, which a person underwent, which was actually a mistake. It was actually a mistake on his part, even by means of that, Allah Ta'ala forgives a person's sins. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Allah? How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we find the crux of it all in a minute. I'll summarize it inshallah. That people, when people sin, Allah Ta'ala sends difficulties upon them so that they realize their mistake, they realize their shortcomings, they make tawbah, they turn to Allah, they make istighfar, and they come into iman and amal salihah. This is with regard to sinful people. And this is also a form of mercy from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas other people are such that they are doing everything right, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, pious people, but they are also being tested as well. They are also being tested. So outwardly, both groups of people, the same calamities are coming to both of them. Now how do we know whether this is a punishment from the side of Allah, and how do we know whether this is a test from the side of Allah too, so our sins may be forgiven and so that our good deeds can increase, is how we respond. How we respond. If a person responds in such a manner, and he is angry, and he is angry with the decree of Allah, and he increases his sin, his disobedience to Allah, then this is a form of punishment upon this person. This is a punishment upon this person. But another person who is tested, if he is such that he attributes that calamity, that difficulty to Allah, and he makes sabr and he turns more to Allah, he makes more dua to Allah, he supplicates to Allah, then that punishment outwardly is a form of mercy from the side of Allah, and it's a means of his sins being forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each person has to judge themselves. Maybe I was afflicted by the floods last week, my car, my house, my boundary wall, whatever it might be. Let me think that from last week to now, from last Tuesday to now, 10 days have passed, have I increased in my connection with Allah, in my good deeds, or have I become even worse? Am I more scarce in the masjid, or am I more pardon in the masjid? So therefore each person should think to himself, and he should look at himself and gauge himself, what is his or her condition. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala doesn't test us. Remember, if a person has to listen to all the virtues mentioned in Quran and Hadith, the virtues and the reward which a person receives when Allah Ta'ala tests him and Allah Ta'ala sends calamities upon him. When a person listens to all that, he will make dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala sends difficulties upon him. But we have been forbidden from making dua for difficulties and hardships. Rather, we have been commanded in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allahumma inni asaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah, that we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat and ease. We ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat and ease. So we shouldn't ask for difficulties, but when the virtues of difficulties and hardships are mentioned in Quran and Hadith, so that when a person is afflicted and tested, a person's mind, heart goes to that. And he thinks of the rewards, he exercises patience, and he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it such that Allah ta'ala blesses the afiyat and ease all the time. Allah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah ta'ala not test us. And those who are tested, may Allah ta'ala give them far more than that which they have lost. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.